Canto 9, Chapter 22. The Descendants of Ajamila, the Pandavas and Kauravas. Sri Shuka said, Mitrayu was born from Divodasa, and his sons, O protector of man, were Chavana, Sudasa, Sahadeva, and Somaka. Somaka next was the father of Jantu. From him there were 100 sons, and Prishata was the youngest of them. Prishata begot Drupada, who was opulent in every way. Drupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, was fathered by Drupada. His sons were headed by Drishtadyumna, who begot Drishtaketu. All these descendants of Barmyashra are known as the Panchalas. Riksha was another son begotten by Ajamila. He fathered Samvarana, who with his wife Tapati, the daughter of the sun god, gave birth to Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Parikshi, Sudanu, Janu, and Nishada were the sons of Kuru. Sudanu fathered Suhotra, and he begot Chavana. Kriti was born from his loins. Uparichara Vasu was born because of Kriti. His sons, who were headed by Brihadrata, were Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, Chedipa, and others. They all ruled the state of Chedi. Brihadrata gave life to Kushagra, who begot Rishaba. He, in his turn, fathered Satyahita, who had a son called Pushpavan, whose son was Jahu. Brihadrata begot with a second wife he had a son in two halves who, because the mother rejected them, by Jara, the daughter of time, playfully were united while she said, "Come alive, come alive." Thus a son called Jarasandha was born. He gave life to Sahadeva, whose son Somapi fathered Shrutashrava. Parikshi, another son of Kuru, had no children, while Janu begot a son named Surata. From him there was Vidurata, who brought Sarvabhauma into the world. He had Jayasena, and his son Radhika gave life to Ayutthayu. Ayutthayu became the father of Akrodhana, who had a son named Devatiti. He brought Riksha into the world, who had a son called Dilipa, and because of him the son Pratipa appeared. From him the sons Devapi, Shantanu, and Mbalika appeared. It was Devapi, the oldest one, who rejected his father's realm and left for the forest so that Shantanu became the king. He, in a previous life, had been the celebrated Mahabisha. Whomever was touched by him with his hands attained youth, however old that person would be. Because one primarily by the touch of his hands was purified, he was known as Shantanu. When Indra, the king of heaven, for 12 years had not showered any rain in his kingdom, his Brahmins told him, "You are at fault for preceding your older brother Devapi in enjoying the kingdom, and are thus a so-called Pariveta. For the full development of your homestead and kingdom, immediately return the realm to him." Thus being advised by the Brahmins, he asked Devapi to take charge of the kingdom, but from what he replied became clear that he had given up on the Vedas. That had happened because the Brahmins in the past, on the instigation of Shantanu's minister, had prompted him with words that went against the Vedic instructions. When that was said and Shantanu finally accepted the realm, the demigod showered the rains. Devapi, thereupon, sought his refuge in the village of Kalapa, where he took up the practice of yoga, in which he is still engaged today. After the Soma dynasty in Kali Yuga has disappeared, it will by him, at the beginning of the next one, Satya Yuga, be re-established. Bhalika, Shantanu's brother, begot Somadatta, and from him there were Bhuri, Bhurishrava, and Shala. Shantanu, begot in his wife Ganga, the self-realized great devotee and scholar Bhishma, who is the best defender of the Dharma. By him, the foremost of all warriors, even Parashurama, to his own satisfaction, was defeated in a fight. From the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of Dasa, a fisherman, Shantanu brought about the son Chitrangada. Chitrangada was killed by a Gandharva carrying the same name. Vichitravirya was a younger brother of Chitrangada. The sage Parashara gave, with his mother Satyavati, previous to her marriage to Shantanu, life to a direct expansion of the Lord, a great Muni who protected the Vedas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, also called Badarayana, from whom I, Shukadeva, was born. With him I studied this Bhagavatam thoroughly. He, the partial incarnation of the Lord, rejected his pupils Paila and others. But me, his son, who was far removed from sense gratification, he taught this supreme literature of confidential knowledge. Vichitravirya later on married the two daughters of Kashiraja, called Ambika and Ambalika, who by force were brought from the arena of selection. But because he was too attached in his heart to the both of them, he died of an infection with tuberculosis. With no offspring from the half-brother, Vyasadeva was instructed by his mother Satyavati to father sons, Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and also a son named Vidura. From Gandhari, the wife of Dhritarashtra, 100 sons were born, O protector of men. Duryodhana was the oldest. There was also a daughter called Dushala. Pandu had to restrain his sexual life because of a curse, and therefore the great Pandava heroes, the three sons Bhima and Arjuna, who were headed by Yudhishthira, were begotten with his wife Kunti by Dharma, the god of piety, Anila, the god of the wind, and Indra. Nakula and Sahadeva were begotten by the two Ashwins, Nasatya and Dasara, in the womb of Madri. From these five brothers with Drupadi, five sons were born, your uncles. Yudhishthira had the son Prativindya. Bhima had Shrutasena. From Arjuna came Shrutakirti, and from Nakula, Shataniga appeared. Sahadeva, O king, had Shrutakarma. Yudhishthira, furthermore, had the son Devaka with Pauravi, and Bhima had Ghatotkacha with Hidimba and Sarvagata with Kali. Sahadeva fathered the son Suhotra with Vijaya, the daughter of the Himalayan king Parvati. Nakula had with Karinumati a son named Naramitra, and Arjuna begot the son Iravan together with Ulupi, a Naga daughter, and the son Babruvahana with the princess of Manipura. Even though he was Arjuna's son, Abruvahana was adopted by the father-in-law because of a condition he set for the marriage. Your father, Abhimanyu, was born from Subhadra, Krishna's sister, wed to Arjuna. He was a great hero who defeated all Atiratas. You have taken birth from Uttara because of him. With the annihilation of the Kuru dynasty, Ashwatthama also tried to put you to death with the heat of the Brahmastra weapon, but by the mercy of Lord Krishna, you were saved from ending that way. Your sons, my best one, with Janamejaya first and then Shrutasena, Bhimasena and Ugrasena, are all greatly powerful. When Janamejaya learns that you have died because of Takshaka, he in great anger will offer all snakes during a fire sacrifice. After having conquered each and every part of the world, he will appoint Tura, the son of Kalasha, for his priest and be of sacrifice in Ashwamedha offerings, for which he will be celebrated as Turuga Medashat, performer of many horse sacrifices. Shatanika, his son, will, under Yajnavalkya, thoroughly study the three Vedas as also the way to put the spiritual knowledge into practice with ceremonies. he will realize the military art from Kripacharya, and with Shaunaka, he will arrive at the realization of the transcendental truth. His son, Sahasranika, will have one carrying the name Ashwamedhaja, who will beget Asima Krishna, who will have a son called Nemichakra. With Astinapura flooded by the river the Ganges, he, Nemichakra, from sheer necessity will live at Kaushambi, whereafter, from his son called Chitrarata, there will be the son Shuchirata. From him there will also be a son Vrishtiman, because of whom next Sushena will take his birth, an emperor. His son Sunita will have one called Nrichakshu, and he will father Sukhinala. Pariplava will be his son, and from Sunaya succeeding him, Medavi will appear. Nripanjaya will be his son, and he will beget Durva, from whose loins Timi will take birth. From Timi, the son Brihadrata will appear, from whose son Sudasa, the son Shatanika will be given life. Shatanika will have a son called Durdamana, and his son will be Mahinara. Dandapani, fathered by him, will give life to Nimi, because of whom Kshemaka will take birth. With Kshemaka closing the row as the monarch, this dynasty will end, this source of Brahmins and Kshatriyas that is respected by the seers and the godly souls in Kali Yuga. In the future, there will be next the kings of Magadha. Let me tell you about them. Sahadeva, the son of Jarasandha, will beget the son Marjari. Shrutashrava will be his son. Yutayu will be his successor, and his son Niramitra will father Sunakshatra. Sunakshatra will be the father of Brihatsena, and his son Karmajit will have the son Sutanjaya, from whose loins Vipra will be born, who will give life to a son called Shuchi. Kshema, who is born thereafter, will have the son Suvrata, from whom Dharma Sutra will appear. His son Sama will beget Jumatsena, who is succeeded by Sumati, from whose loins Subala will take birth. From Sunita, Subala's son, Satyajit will be brought into the world, and from his son Vishwajit there will be a son called Ripunjaya. The line of Brihadrata, in which all these kings are born, will last 1,000 years.